Let's discuss the characteristics of an effective system of care, taking a more macro approach in evaluating it. What's immediately striking about effective systems of care is that they're initially driven by caring people who are laboring under structures such as policy and funding that determine how care is delivered. The vision or values of the system are secondary to the structures in which they're embedded. To be more concrete, typically, funding drives care. The model used by funders determines what's delivered to families. The model driving the majority of Medicaid funding is a medical model that promotes and pays for the use of office-based and institutional services. There may be little or no coordination of services after exiting from a hospital, little or no coordination with community-based services, and little done in the way of preparing children and youth for re-entry into the community after being institutionalized. Medicaid may cover individual services, but doesn't allow for crossover between therapies. For example, occupational therapists and speech therapists may be able to co-treat in a hospital setting, but not in the community. Behavior analysts and assistants providing direct service can't bill at the same time. Parent education is billed at such a low rate that most providers don't offer it. Finally, some families get a high level of respite and direct services, such as those with children with autism, whereas others don't get any of these services. Thus, the system is inconsistent with regard to what it offers, and it's more based on diagnosis than need. Additionally complicating is that many children enter the system through non-mental health systems such as child welfare, child protective, or juvenile justice systems. In these cases, systems often bicker, frequently in court, over who's responsible for providing expensive, sometimes residential, and often inpatient care for children with severe emotional and behavioral problems.